Hello, it has been a long time since I've been on this podcast speaking to you. It doesn't mean that I'm not thinking about you. It just usually means I'm probably being like a little bit timid or insecure. It's usually the reason I probably am not fully jumping on the microphone. And I've given it a lot of thought, to be honest, about like what my trepidation is compared to like earlier on in my OnlyFans like journey. I was just like a little bit more gung-ho with just throwing things to the wall and seeing what sticks. And honestly, I think I kind of like had an aha moment when I realized that like I'm a little bit awkward now with sharing, because I've met a few too many people. Like in this OnlyFans world now, I've met quite a lot of these boys, and like I know them to some capacity, and with lots of them they are as they seem, but other boys sort of you see what's behind the curtain. And so it feels a little less like I'm doing it in a vacuum, which I've spoken about before. It feels a little bit more like there are eyes watching from people who I actually know. So it feels a little less kind of just, you know, I don't know, in a way I have to be a bit more thoughtful, I feel like, because I'm like, oh, there's people I actually know who are listening or judging what I'm doing, or, observing whether I'm making a smart business move or not, or it's all just a little bit more added pressure. Anyway, I decided to completely get over that because it doesn't matter. And also these people are not my best friends. And everything always comes back to you. That's what I like to always think about. Whenever I'm triggered by somebody or something makes me, I always remind myself it comes back to me. And why does something make me feel that way? So yeah, just really need to get over that. On today's episode, I would like to talk a little bit about one of the most common reoccurring comments I get on my social media, on my OnlyFans. And that is being called lucky. I get called lucky very frequently. People will say different variations, tweeting me saying, oh, he's so lucky. And that like bothers me a little bit. It doesn't bother me. It's not like about the individual who's saying that, because I do completely understand. But I do think the like psychology and the bigger picture around that definitely is worth questioning. And it kind of irks me generally. And I'd love to sort of like talk about why and how I've got to this space, and I guess what my conclusion is. So if I promote any scene, like sexual scene I've filmed on my Twitter, I will always get people who tell me I'm lucky to be with that other person or in that scene, which obviously, you know, right off the bat, it doesn't feel great. A bit like, imagine if you like there was a couple and you went to one person, the couple, and said you're like so lucky to be with him, you'd be like, oh, okay. But it's not that straightforward, right? So like I completely understand. I obviously have a full understanding of what I'm doing, and usually I'll be in these sexual scenes that are like people's fantasies, I guess. So it makes sense that lots of people who might be following me might be kind of like projecting themselves into like the position that I am in. And so like if I'm filming a locker room scene with six hot guys, obviously it does make some sense that someone would say like, oh, that's, you know, a lucky position to be in, because that's their fantasy or that's the reason that they're following me. So I do understand. And so it's not really about the individual. It's just about the headspace that you're coming from when you're saying those things. Because for a while, whilst people would call me lucky, I guess my first thought was like, that's like frustrating, because it's definitely so much work. Like I obviously like love what I'm doing, but it's obviously not just like, I didn't just wake up and fall on the biggest dick in London, you know, like I like hustled. And when I didn't have as many followers, you're like prospecting, you're like trying to reach out to these people 2, 3, 4 times. You're going to them, you're fulfilling their creative needs above yours. And it's just a lot, you know, you're just sort of like balancing a lot and above and beyond all of that. And I know so many people fully understand, you're obviously putting so much out there. Like the amount I'm exposing myself and putting on the line is just like so much more than most people would ever feel comfortable doing. So when you hear someone flippantly say that you're lucky and you're contextualizing it with like all of the behind the scenes, it just feels slightly frustrating in that regard. But the thing that bothers me the most is that for a while, when everyone would say I was lucky every time I put any content out, I would think, okay, well, you know, whatever, I'm sure everybody gets this. And then I realized very quickly, because when all the other partners I'm in scene with tweet and do their promotion, obviously can see their replies because I'm tagging them, and honestly I'm like super in the weeds with all that kind of stuff because that helps make you be better at your like job, I guess, the more connected you are. And so I always read that all the other comments are people saying on other creators who are like top or more masculine that, you know, oh, I wish I could serve you. I wish. And so it's so confusing to me that there's literally not one other person in reverse saying, oh, you're so lucky that you got to film with Rich, or that you got Rich to suck your dick. That's so lucky. No one says that. And so it can be like a little bit frustrating, mostly because you would have heard me on this podcast talking about my complicated relationship with masculinity just for myself. It's been something I've definitely like kind of dealt with my whole life, because it's just the way society is built. The more masculine you are, the more credibility that you're given, the more people see you to be a sort of more respected member of society. It's just the way that it works. And obviously everybody knows in gay circles, it's kind of like the same. The more masculine you are, the more sexy, generally speaking, you're seen to be. Of course, I know there are anomalies in all of this, and luckily things are changing, but it just is the way that it works. It's the way people like Andy and all these boys I film with have built success and money. It is completely around the notion that what they have is seen to be, as you know, so valuable it's worth paying to access. And where do I sit in that? It's been a huge fucking mindfuck my whole life. Sometimes I'll meet people and they'll say I'm the gayest person they've ever met. And sometimes I'll meet people and they'll say, oh, I had absolutely no idea that you were gay. Some people will say, I had no idea you were gay, as though it's a compliment. And some people will just say it as a mere observation. And I have always really towed the line. I've had some people say, I'm not camp, I'm a little bit effeminate, I'm not effeminate, I'm this, I'm that. So you have to kind of like, you're constantly, especially as you're more insecure when you're younger, you just have to like completely, you're trying to make sense of these arbitrary, nuanced things that are so subjective, but hold so much meaning in the way people see and respect you. It is so confusing. And when it varies from each person to each person, like for me, that's been my personal like journey in life. It is very hard to, you know, grapple and make and understand. It's something I've felt difficult, struggled with my whole life. And it's really confusing, because on the internet, I just put a very honest version of myself out there. I have like a bigger, more masculine body, whatever that means, I guess. But like, I don't even know. In fact, I'm not even going to try and dictate how masculine I am or I'm not. But it's hard, because it kind of feels a little bit like when people say that I'm so lucky, and these other people who are making different, on the other end of the same content that I'm making, are like absolutely incredible. It sort of makes you, it feel like it's coming from quite a self-hating, internalized homophobia kind of place. It's a place I totally relate to. It's a place that I have lived in my whole life. And it makes me kind of like sad and disappointed when I see people following me who might kind of like live in that headspace a little bit too. I'm obviously making huge assumptions, but it's sort of like where my headspace goes, I guess, because obviously I'm doing what I'm doing, and the kind of content that I'm filming is the stuff I'm wildly interested in, and lots of the people who follow me, of course, are interested in exactly the same thing. So I relate to people who follow me in so many ways, and so I guess I kind of can relate to this negative headspace a little bit too. Another aspect of this that bothers me a lot is like some of those hyper-masculine people who I film with, particularly honestly in the last shoot that I did, if I'm being so honest and transparent, I don't think that they have like a huge respect for the gay experience, or even just like my experience in the room. What they're feeling, reading and experiencing from other gay people is that what they have is valuable, and what I'm doing, I'm lucky to be doing. To be honest, that that is it. Like, that's what it boils down to. And whoever I'm talking about is kind of like the irrelevant piece here. The Deans, the Andys, we know I love them. Sent them Christmas cards. Very thankful for the experience and enjoy them as people. And yeah, that's basically it. I mean, it's not it because there's so many different directions to go with all of these topics. But thank you again for giving me a safe space. The next podcast won't be quite as long. It actually definitely won't be as long because this gap was absolutely ginormous, as big as my butthole. So thank you very much for listening, and hopefully this made some sense to you, because sometimes I feel like I'm on a bit of a ramble, and I can be an intense character. I'm also a like hyper overthinker, and I feel like this probably was a window into my brain in that aspect. But you know what, maybe it actually did speak to you in some regard, and if it did, please message me about it, because it helps so much. I feel so nervous, trepidatious and insecure when I put this type of content out, so hearing from other people that what I'm saying might not relate to you but maybe did make some sense is really affirming. And I just like to hear from you in general, so thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking soon, and sorry this is only 11 minutes, as though you desperately want hours of my voice. That might not be the case. 11 minutes might have been 10 minutes too much. Anyway, I'm blabbering. Love you, miss you. 5-star review, please, and some comments on this podcast. Changed my life, gets me excited, makes me horny. Thanks, bye.